On a sunny Friday morning, Barb Damien of Sycamore is headed to her doctor's appointment at the DeKalb Clinic. Meeting with healthcare professionals is something she's used to.
I do have a lot of past medical history.
Damien is disabled. Her family gets help under the state's iChip program, which will end various forms of coverage January 1st as key portions of the Affordable Care Act go into effect. Damien says that has prompted her to seek out premiums offered through the Illinois Insurance Exchange. She plans to sign up right away.
I'm nervous. Yeah, I think like anybody else, you're like, you're nervous. Is it going to be really what they say? Are they really going to be able to keep the prices down?
For people like Damien, navigators and counselors are in place to try to ease those concerns. Through a state grant, the DeKalb County Health Department has hired and trained new employees called in-person counselors. They will be on hand to offer guidance, especially for those who won't be able to handle shopping for health insurance online. More than 80 other county health agencies across the state have received such grants to add these workers to the payroll. Jane Lux, who runs the DeKalb County office, says it's been a huge undertaking for her staff. She says they've been releasing basic information just to make sure those interested get a true understanding of what's being offered.
A lot of people don't know very much about what is the health insurance marketplace. What does that mean? We're encouraging people to start to become familiar with that information.
Lux says they need to emphasize patience because information continues to trickle in. It was only recently when Illinois got a sense of what the state's price structure will be for premiums. And those details came in a broad report. Exact details for each of the 165 health plans being sold in Illinois were not expected until tomorrow. Lux goes on to say the new staffers will be helping out a wide range of people.
People with low literacy, generally people who are low income, limited English ability.
It's that last group that has captured some attention in recent days. Concerns have been raised about how eligible people who don't speak English will be able to get all the details they need. The federal government does have a website, healthcare.gov, that offers information in several languages. And Illinois, which currently has a federal-state exchange, also plans to provide additional help to remove language barriers as the process unfolds in the coming months. In the meantime, many community groups have stepped in to offer assistance. As for the policy prices, states like Illinois say residents will pay slightly less than the national average for their coverage. With the exact rates not yet released, NIU healthcare economist Jim Cieslik guesses the average premium on the exchange will cost between $250 and $350 per month.
It's important for people to remember that people in low-income groups can receive assistance with the premium, and I think it's also important for people to remember that they get to write off the premium of their taxable income on their taxes.
And Cieslik notes prices will vary for different parts of the state.
In a metropolitan area, the prices may be a little more expensive because of the age composition or the number of people they're able to insure.
Like outreach officials, Cieslik says consumers should be prepared to exercise patience with the start of enrollment. Given the magnitude of the effort, he says hiccups can be expected as officials try to sign up millions of Americans hoping to secure affordable health insurance. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.